This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Go on now. Continued focus on coalition governments and coalition politics. We talk to the Patriotic Alliance as they make headway in the Western Cape. They saw their very first mayor in Laingsburg, Mayor Michelle Smith from the party. And now, you know, it was a huge moment of a celebration for the Patriotic Alliance. And we want to hear from them. What is it that this moment means? National Chairperson Malon Daniels joins me on the line. Malon, good morning to you and welcome to Power Talk.
Good morning to my brother, listeners. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for making the time. I know it's a busy time. You are still negotiating. You're celebrating this side. Just give us a sense. What's the temperature like in the Patriotic Alliance right now?
Well, I tell you, it hits the roof, eh? It hits the roof. We've not been celebrating, no.
Yeah, not yet.
Not been celebrating. No, not yet.
Not even Laingsburg mayorship.
We've not been celebrating, not yet, you know, because had it been 2016, we would have probably been celebrating by now.
Yeah.
At which time we had 5 seats nationally. And this time around, we are on 80 seats nationally, so there's much more work to be done.
Mm.
Some discussions are still ongoing, as you could imagine. There are areas where people never found themselves yet to set up government. And the time will come for us to celebrate, most definitely, yes.
Absolutely. What are the most key outstanding conversations that you are still part of now?
You know, in the metros, in the main, people are not finding each other. There's still the contestation for power. And you cannot blame people when they contest for power, because politics has got everything to do with power.
Mm.
Not power to be abused, but power to empower those who put their hope in you.
Yeah.
So that is really what's happening at this point in time. My national chairperson, my party president,
yes,
is currently engaging in meetings as we speak, because we are open to talk to anybody and everybody.
Mm.
And we are hoping, because we have to put the people first. And we know everybody says that we put the people first. And a lot of people are really bullshitting. They don't want to put the people first. They want to put themselves first. But in terms of the PA, this is very different. We have never been first.
Mm.
You know, we have always been marginalized, as if our colored community never fought for the liberation of this country.
Now,
so this time around, things are different.
Malon, some have people have suggested, you know, it's what I called earlier this morning, isonka politics, where everybody seems, as you're saying, the power is there. It's in the offing, definitely, no doubt. And given the configurations of these councils, the power must be shared. That's the reality. Some people saying, you know, as Patriotic Alliance, you've come out quite loudly that you are ready to lead. You want to form part of the leadership, as though what you care about are only just positions. When we talk about manifesto propositions, how are you fusing some of these with those people that you are getting to sign agreements or at least have arrangements with going into these coalitions?
Firstly, when the people say that we are all about positions, they are right. Of course we are all about positions. What do they expect? Too many times we've gone and asked, yes, ma'am, please, ma'am, can we have this, ma'am? What can you give us, ma'am? That time has gone past now. We are about positions, because if you are, you see, those people who make those comments do not understand politics. Those are those keyboard activists.
Mm.
I put it to you, if you are not in positions, you will always go cap in hand, because what people don't understand, the government is split in two. One side is the ruling party of the government, and the other one sits in the opposition benches. And for as long as you're going to find yourself in the opposition benches, you're going to go cap in hand to beg for your constituencies. And then you're going to be rendered as useless in council. So we are saying, yes, we are about positions to address the disposition of our people. And in terms of having spoken to the parties we've negotiated with, and where would we find each other, we were very clear. Now, we want power.
Now, I like that admission because, it's the most ambitious of politicians and who are very crystal clear on their ambition that tend to make better inroads in any political landscape. Now, let's talk about these positions. Where is it that you are willing to sacrifice, for example, the mayorship and go and take the speaker route so that you, champion the accountability in the municipality and where you want to take part as, you know, MMCs? What informs the kind of positions you are out to get?
Thank you for that question. Thank you so much. Power is one. Because in the absence of power, you will be submissive to others who've always been in power, and particularly those who've been oppressed us since the apartheid days. Just a different dress, but the same party with roots in apartheid, which is the Democratic Alliance. Mm. Therefore, the Western province has not been liberated yet because that's the only province run still by the oppressors, those who engineered apartheid. Just a different name. Mm. We want positions that speak to service delivery. We are fighting for where we engage. We are fighting for infrastructure MMC positions because we've got ailing infrastructure across, and we ask what happens to the budgets. We cannot account because we've not never been in that office. So we cannot be held accountable for that. But this time around, things are changing. We want positions that speak to service delivery. And in the main, we want positions that will create jobs for our people because nothing stops a bullet like a job.
Mm.
People are quick to judge for the contribution to the social ills and particularly to the colored communities. We've had enough of that. We are saying, put us in power, put us in position. And if we now do not deliver, we cannot point fingers to anybody else out there. But we have to take accountability for failing you as the electorate.
And you have made it quite clear of, you know, your key constituency that you are looking at, you know, delivering to. But how do you give confidence to other residents who may not be from the colored community to say that they too would not be left behind where the Patriotic Alliance governs?
The difference between us and any other political party in relation to your question is that people want to come across as politically correct. The Democratic Alliance will put a black person in charge, but that person is a puppet on a string. I can tell you that as a former MMC in Nelson Mandela Bay, when we brought Banga in as the mayor, Banga told me directly, Marlon, I cannot give you infrastructure because Helen Zille said I must not give it to you. But he's the mayor of Nelson Mandela Bay, and he is he's a provincial leader of the Eastern Cape, but he's got no powers. So what they are doing, they put you there as fronting because they want to attract more votes because there's too little white people to run the country. So they need black people to make up the numbers. The African National Congress, by its definition, is a national congress of Africans. Colored people are not recognized as Africans. When you look at the employment equity, Africans preferred. If you look at a Z83, the official application form for employment in government, they ask you for African or colored, meaning the colored cannot be African. So if the African National Congress is a national congress for Africans, we then know that the national question is not on the table.
Yeah.
They are for African people. In my terms, I'm African, so they are for black people because I am not black. I'm African.
But Marlon, I want you to come close to giving me a response, though, to give confidence to those. I get the point and not wanting to be politically correct, but how do you make sure that you deliver to all residents of those municipalities where you'll be in power?
It's a foregone conclusion that anybody who goes into power who represents the party in government has to deliver to all corners of the community. But to redress the imbalances of the past, you cannot cut the cake equally.
Mm.
You have to give a bigger portion to the area to redress the imbalances, those previously disadvantaged areas, communities. And that does not involve colored people only. It involves black areas too. It involves townships too. All we are saying is we are putting the agenda, the national question, the colored question, on top of our priority list. And there's nothing wrong. Kenny Kunene is our deputy president. He's not a colored. Our mayoral candidate in Bitu municipality, Michelle Botha, is a white lady. And so I can unpack more. So all I'm saying is when we fought with the liberation movement, it was all non-whites who were together. In the Democratic Alliance, there's multiracial. All demographics are represented by the powers as well, the white men. So we are saying unapologetically, we know the DA is for white people. We know the ANC is for black people. So anybody who has a problem with the Patriotic Alliance prioritizing the colored community, the national question, they must rather go sit in a corner and rethink their position when it comes to us. We are unapologetic about
Malone,
that.
Got
we are a colorful party, not a colored party.
Got you loud and clear. It's 20 past 10. Let me pay some bills. I'm going to come back to you. You did say that the biggest talking point still the metros. You have intimate knowledge of Nelson Mandela Bay. Doesn't seem to come across a lot this time around. Seems as if it's the forgotten metro, yet the arrangement there is going to be as complicated given the fact that both the ANC and the DA are sitting on 39% of the voter share in that particular municipality. Get some insights from you to give us an indication as to what is happening and how will you be utilizing your two seats in that metro to effect the kind of coalition agreement that is necessary. 20 minutes past 10, we're in conversation with Patriotic Alliance's national chairperson, Malone Daniels, but let's pay some bills.
Power Talk with Lukhona Mguni, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Power 98.7.
23 minutes past 10, we are still in conversation with the national chairperson of Patriotic Alliance, Malone Daniels, 0861-987-000. If you have a quick question to pose to him. Malone, we talk a lot about the metros in Gauteng. A lot is going on there. Parties trying to find each other. What's happening in Nelson Mandela Bay?
Oh, you know, that question actually makes me feel very emotional when you ask that question, you know,
yeah.
Because... I am from Nelson Mandela, but I'm born in Port Elizabeth. My family lives there. So
you've seen a lot in the previous administration between 2016 and 2021, to tell the truth.
Indeed. So, yes, I've been MMC there for public health. I've been MMC for roads and transport. And I've also been an MMC for economic development in Nelson Mandela Bay before. So I understand the dynamics. The belly of the beast, I do understand completely. And really, what is so sad about Nelson Mandela Bay, this term is going to be far worse than the previous term. Both DA and ANC has got 48 seats each, and to constitute a government, you're going to have 61 seats, meaning they are, there's a lot of seats that they need to make up the 61 from the 48. It's 13 seats needed. And putting that coalition together, you're going to end up with a fruit salad with just everything in there. And the biggest concern that I have about Nelson Mandela Bay is that I've been briefed on the coalition discussions taking part there.
Yeah.
And the sad part is there are so many new parties. Because we owe the residents of Nelson Mandela Bay the best. We owe them service delivery.
Yeah, we've got the Northern Alliance. We've got the, the Abantu Integrity Movement there with Kusta Jack. I mean, and they're all pocketing Jack. One seat good as well there. He's featuring this time around. Do you think that this could pose a challenge and make for greater instability than what we saw in the last 5 years?
If there's any other word greater than greater instability, then that should it be. Because the challenge that we have is Nelson Mandela Bay, the risk we're running there is a minority government.
If the
EFF does not come to the party, you're going to have a minority
government.
If they abstain. You know, I know the EFF went with the Freedom Front Plus and the Democratic Alliance in Matsikama 2 days ago. So I'm not sure what they're going to do, because in 2016, the ANC also supported the Democratic Alliance in Nelson Mandela Bay, albeit not having gone into a coalition agreement with him. But they supported them in terms of voting for some deals behind the scenes. The sad part of Nelson Mandela Bay were the new parties who are there now, because basically, if you go with the ANC, they'll have to bring each and every minority party on board.
And do you have a vested interest as the Patriotic Alliance in that municipality?
Not at all. Not at all, and I'll tell you why not. I can't even tell you the wheels are going to fall off, because the wheels are not even on. And we are not going to be part of what's going to happen in Nelson Mandela Bay.
So in your conversation, Nelson Mandela Bay, not so much on the table.
not so much on the table. Our growth is so much that we are rather focusing on other areas across the country because we don't have to service just the residents of Nelson Mandela Bay. Although we've got a responsibility to do so.
Yeah,
but we've got a broad responsibility both on the outcome of the results.
You definitely have a broad responsibility in other areas indeed where you are very much well represented, not least where we find ourselves, where we broadcast from here in Johannesburg. 8 seats in the city of Johannesburg. Is it still a rumor or is it a fact that you might be going into coalition with the ANC there?
No, it's not a rumor. We will go into coalition with the ANC in the city of Johannesburg. Because, you know, whether we like it or not, let's be frank about it, politics is horse trading.
Mm.
And we want power, like I've explained, and we want positions. Now, to position ourselves around the table when discussions take place.
Ekurhuleni, also a low-hanging fruit. Will you be talking to it as well?
Absolutely. There we are going to take, we've already agreed with the ANC that there we're going to take human settlement in Ekurhuleni.
Okay. So those deals are almost signed, those ones, between yourselves and the ANC.
You can consider that done.
Okay. Malone, I've got because Sam on the line.
They didn't want to give us opportunities. They didn't want colored mayors.
Yeah.
So we left because we got 7 colored mayors arranging with the ANC. The DA don't want colored mayors. They done the same to Dan Plato in Cape Town, the flagship. He's performed well, but they removed him to put a little white boy in there, Ellen's a little lap dog. So we cannot go with a party who do not recognize the national question that is our turn as well. We cannot play second fiddle. We've tired and done with that.
Malone, let me give Sam a chance to just quickly pose a question to you. Sam, go for it.
Hi, the corner and your guest. Well done for being a kingmaker. One, you guys said when you win any mayors and all this, you will chase away the foreigners. Are you still going to do that? Where are you going to be governing? Secondly, the power issue. When you guys say you like power, what does it mean? What are you guys proposing? That I mean, something in writing that says, look, we'll deliver water, this and this and this day. This power thing, yes, I understand, but what is it? Thank you.
Got you loud and clear. Malone, let me give you a chance to respond before we run out of time.
Thank you so much. With the foreigners, we are hell-bent. We are resolute. That is what we are going to do. I've been a foreigner too in other countries abroad where I've lived and worked. When your visa expires, you have to return to your country of origin and go to home to sort out your visa and your stuff like that. Here we're sitting with a lot of undocumented foreigners, illegal foreigners. Now, how can that be correct, that we roll over and play dead, when we know it is not legal to do that? So if we fold our arms and say, no, it's okay, then it means we are conforming to illegal practices in our country. It is not right. It's an international position that you are not allowed in a country if you are illegal or undocumented.
Mm.
So we are resolute on that. When it comes to foreigners in the country, we don't have a problem. I mean, must I tell my child, you cannot go abroad because you're going to be a foreigner in that country? You cannot do that. Of course, you must open the doors for foreigners to come and visit and for tourists to come and for people to spend time here. That's not a challenge. The challenge is the undocumented and illegal foreigners. That is what it is. And on the your question of the power and the service delivery and water delivery and stuff, look, there are basic services, which is basic human rights, which we have to be compliant with. We know for a fact what the ANC has done. But then again, having worked in city of Cape Town, in the Western Province, I can tell you that Democratic Alliance is no better than the African National Congress when it comes to service delivery. Mm. They only show you the nice parts of the city. I've worked in the belly of the cities, and I can tell you it's very different. We need the power, because if we have the power like we have now, and we do not deliver to the residents what they deserve, then the residents have got all the right to blame us for failing them. But we cannot take collective blame for things that is not in our control. We want the control because we have learned from others what not to do, and we are going to deliver. And any councillor, where all councillors are gathering now on the 20th, this coming Saturday, any councillor who does not put the people first, who doesn't attend to service delivery, we will remove you with speed, because that position has come about because of the vote of confidence that you got from the very same people.
Malone, I'm out of time, but thank you so much for making time for us this morning to give us where you are. I'm sure there will be other newer developments, and we'll knock on your door once again.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, and thank you for giving me an opportunity to set the record straight.
Fantastic. Malone Daniels, National Chairperson, Patriotic Alliance, setting the record straight.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.